Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
WTIC, good evening to you. So we're into the Rant Line Hour. Rant Line Hour, we play our rants. You record them anytime 24-7 at 860-751-4698. It's a cool thing, and it's a fun thing. And it's a chance for, it's a chance for us to get different voices onto the air and different attitudes and moods, because one of the nice things about the rant line is you can call it in the middle of the night if you can't sleep or what have you. And along those lines, I want to just encourage you to, if you'd like to call on the rant line, keep in mind you can do retakes and you can practice your ideas, you know. Do it once, see if it works, call again. Several people do that. You can also be creative with it, which is fun. And some people do songs. We've got the candy wrapper. We've got people who do regular sorts of patterns to their ranting. Anyway, it's all fun, and it's a little different from regular calls. So we start that in a few minutes. And during the Rant Line Hour, we take phone calls, and we've got a lot to cover, of course. There's the impeachment going on. And there is all the peripheral stories that surround impeachment. What's going on with the Democrats now and how they are trying to heighten the sense of outrage and despair, it seems to me, for political reasons. That is to push this as far as they can push it, which when they do that, it reveals the media's allegiance to the Democratic messaging. And that's one of the big things that I think is upsetting people right now, is seeing how much influence Democrats have in ginning up the emotion of a moment in a way that might be somewhat illegitimate. So I'm not saying there aren't legitimate complaints about how the president handles people and handled things over the last couple of weeks. What I'm saying is that the story doesn't get reported in a way that is complete, accurate, full, that you would expect would happen if the shoe was on the other foot. And we've talked about these issues, and I'm sure you've got your own thoughts about them, but it's really out of whack. I mean, we don't even know why it is that the Capitol was left undefended, and yet there's already an impeachment going on blaming Trump for this. Even though it was known for weeks that this attack was coming, how did he provoke it on the day of the attack? Lots of questions like that nobody's paying attention to because of the speed of this thing. So I suspect we've got some rant calls on that subject, and we'll take some live calls as well.
The mask on your face, your big disgrace, spreading your germs all over the place. We will not sing that song.
Oh, that's Jolly Ned. Back in the old days when he was happy. Yeah, before COVID. 860-522-9842. Let's get the rants going. Let's get the rants going and get you in the mood for talking politics or whatever.
Hey, Todd here. Thanks for...
Wait a sec. What is that? What is that? How did that thing get there?
Hi. This is an angry American.
There we go. This is a good rant. Listen.
Hi. This is an angry American. It's terrible that I can't even voice my opinion in fear of losing my job, being ostracized. You can't post anything. You can't email. You can't write letters. You can't do nothing without in fear that you're going to lose your job because you are a conservative. I am going to have to listen to all these blanking liberals boast about all the wonderful things that this country's going to be now, and that all it's going to turn into is a socialist country where my rights are already being impeded, and everything is going to be, it's going to turn into Venezuela, Soviet Union, Cuba, whatever you want to pick. And there's no place to go. My grandchildren have no future. And no matter how much we want to do, and no matter how much we want to vote and say, oh, in 2 years we'll vote them out, it'll never happen. The only way we'll be able to ever, ever get any kind of control is if there's no more mail-in voting whatsoever. If you want to vote, you have to show up in person. And with an ID. And if you don't have an ID and you don't show up in person, you don't vote. End of discussion.
Yeah, well, that's how it should work. There is no excuse for having voting going on for weeks before the election. No reason, except as a way to manipulate elections. I agree with that. 860-522-9842. I've been saying it for years. We've been watching it for years in the state. The problems that pop up around paper ballots that get voted on outside of the chain of custody of election officials. But the first part of her comment about the loss of liberty in terms of free speech, people, you might not have heard of this if you're not on social media, but if you're on social media, the stories that are going around, the evidence of that, what's really being grabbed at here is to take outrage, pump up the outrage over what happened last week, and transfer that into taking away the rights of regular Americans. And Curt Schilling losing his, it's just a small example, but Curt Schilling, the famous Red Sox, tweeted out today that AIG Insurance canceled his homeowner's insurance because of his social media profile. That's pretty incredible. And there's tons of examples of this. Perhaps you've got your own. 860-522-9842. That's where we're heading here. The party of oppression is what the Democrats are turning into.
Nice and short for you. Todd, I started listening to you about 2 years ago, and man, I dug the way you explain things. But you know what? You are no worse than all the Republicans leaving Trump right now.
I think you mean no better. I'm no better than them, right?
You are no worse than anybody that's just taking off on him. You sound just like them. You're just rolling over. Oh, I'm about the Constitution. I'm about the Constitution. I'm about the... Bullshit. Don't give me that shit. You're just trying to save face like everybody else. Nice, Todd. Take it easy.
It's really interesting when people get upset about an opinion they don't like. So I was a good guy as long as I was in total agreement. And as soon as I'm thinking for myself and saying something you don't like, that makes me a bad person. And the evidence of this, the way you can see it, is that this kind of critique is just a personal attack and a judgment about me as a person rather than an argument about why I've got the wrong position and a rejection of my motives, an assumption that my motives are bad. This is the worst part of the left-right mentality except that I'm sincerely doing what I think is right with my opinions. I have the privilege of doing that. I've received no pressure on what I say on the radio. I get to say what I want. I get to believe what I want, and I get to discuss it with you. And my goal is just that we move the discussion along in what I think is the best direction. That's all. It's very simple. 860-522-9842. Let's grab a phone call. Bill in East Haddam. Hi, Bill.
Hey, how you doing, Todd? You know, I saw today and I got a concern. Now there's more pressure on the Republicans because I hear that the big business will not donate to them if they don't side with the Democrats on the impeachment.
Yes, this is the moment that Trump has brought us to, where he has given so much ammunition to the left that they are intimidating the whole marketplace. And business just falls into line because business only wants to be able to do business. So if what they're doing is making you into a pariah if you believe in the American system of government.
And I agree with you, but where do we go from here? Normally the answer is you follow the money and then you get the answer. But with this kind of political pressure from Amazon and whoever else may be out there, what is the Republican to do that wants to be reelected down the road?
Well, this is why I've been saying this week and upsetting people like that ranter I just played, that Republicans need to distance themselves from Trump and put him into the past because he's created this unsustainable moment, this unbearable moment where he's devastated the reputations of people who have the most honorable beliefs in the country. And so that's why I think people should be voting for impeachment and just saying goodbye to Donald Trump.
Well, that will eliminate him in 2024 then.
Well, to eliminate him right now, so he can't run in 2024 and he ceases to be a force. And
right.
Then there's a chance to be able to move on and put this behind us fairly quickly. If not, yeah, that he could be hanging around and Republicans can't win anything for a couple of election cycles.
Well, you're right. That may be the answer. That may be the key that we could take control again.
There you go. Thank you, Bill. Good to hear from you. Here's a ranter.
Yes, here's my rant. Donald Trump's presidency is like the old Shakespearean tragedy. A person's greatest strength becomes their greatest weakness and leads to their demise, his Achilles heel. The hero always dies in the end. Thank you.
I think that is perfect. Yes.
Hi, it's a Wednesday night. I'm just calling on a caller that I heard about 5:30 tonight. Expressing interest that he wants to see what the outcomes are going to be of all these accusations, if any of them are going to be true and if anybody is going to be arrested as far as, you know, fraud, voter indiscretion, all those things. Could you please inform him on tomorrow's show that is what Trump and his party are fighting for, but they'll never get the chance because every judge, every court just disallows everything that they bring up, every evidence, and doesn't give them a chance to show their case. So I don't see how there'll ever be any arrests because it'll never go anywhere because it's in the Democrats' hands, and of course they're not going to check anything. So I think the guy was really not understanding what's really going on here, and that's the purpose of most of us fighting for the president, to get him to be able to tell his side of the story and bring the evidence, which they don't want to break any rules and get any of the Democrats upset, so it's just squashed. So not to be looking for any guilty verdict anytime soon. But in a week, I will be waiting to see Kamala Harris be impeached for just saying, you know, it's going to continue, and Nancy, the violence, and Nancy Pelosi saying people do what they want to do, and Joe Biden being a president with all the history of his son and all the misleadings that will never come up at this point. That's why people are mad. And that's why, with all the polls today, 90% of Trump voters will vote for Trump again. And that is the purpose of this impeachment, to make sure he can never run for any office again. And I think it's a travesty. Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's all correct. Their goal is to eliminate him and demonize the Republicans as much as possible, which he's made very easy, and to marginalize Republicans. And now they're taking the beliefs in the U.S. system of government, the U.S. Constitution, the idea of having a free society instead of a big oppressive one with hyper-taxation. They want to throw it all away, everything that the creation of America was all about. 860-522-9842. Bill Granby, go ahead, sir.
Yes, I want to challenge your thesis, Todd. I think you're wrong. I don't think Trump is responsible for where we are. I think the Democrats and Antifa are about, and the local city mayors are about 70% responsible, and the far right is 30%. And the reason I think
explain.
That is because, yeah. So both sides are fighting an ideological proxy war on the streets of the United States. They know exactly what mm-hmm. they're doing. The media is polarized, and they've picked sides, social media and the mainstream media, and they're fighting a proxy war in the streets of the United States. What happened all summer long was allowed to happen by the governors and the people that could have stopped it. They refused the National Guard. They wanted that mayhem. That then led to an election that we knew was probably going to have issues because of the speed in which major things were changed, and we weren't riding herd on election integrity. People saw thousands of affidavits. People, Democrats, independents, and Republicans were involved in that election, and they all saw with their own eyes and filed affidavits about election issues that were real. The American people saw that with their own eyes. And those concerns were ignored by the Supreme Court. They punted. They wanted the legislature to solve the problem, and then the legislature refused to actually examine those issues and to listen to the 70 million Americans or 80 million Americans that are concerned.
Okay, so what's the point all this is bringing us to?
So the point is that Donald Trump, the truth is the truth. Donald Trump did not cause any of this. This just, you know, the reality is what it is, and the nation's polarized, and there's one group of folks that believe one version of the truth, and they're not being heard. And there's another group that pushed a Russian collusion hoax for 4 years that claim that, you know, Trump stole the election, but we're supposed to just, you know, not believe our lying eyes and just believe that everything's hunky-dory without even being able to question what's going on.
Bill, don't you think that Donald Trump could have used the last couple of months to present evidence to the country and make an argument, a cogent argument for why the election was not a legitimate one, and let people make their own decision? He has yet to use his bully pulpit, his huge presence as president of the United States, to hold a press conference at night, to have a national TV event, to lay out the evidence as he sees it and convince people. Politics and power are about if you've got the support or not. If people are behind you, then everything goes your way. And if people aren't behind you because you haven't bothered to make an argument, they don't fall in line behind you.
So Trump had 1 million people in Washington, D.C. He's got 80 million voters that support him. So he's got people behind him. When the Democrats spent 4 years with the help of the FBI and other intelligence organizations investigating the Russian collusion hoax, it took.
Bill, I'm sorry. I've got to get to a break. If you want to hold on, please do. WTIC. All right, I wanted to give Bill and Granby a chance to wrap up. Bill, I really don't understand what you're telling me I'm getting wrong, and give it another shot.
Yeah, I just think that there was a series of events that everybody saw with their own eyes over the course of the summer and then through the election, that where the pressure just kept building, and the politicians did not release any of the pressure by responding to 80 million 70 or 80 million people that don't see it the same way as the other half of the country, There is no compromise. There's no bipartisan group of legislators that are willing to look into election integrity. And so the top came off with a few bad actors. We aren't certain who they are yet. And Trump certainly isn't at fault, in my opinion. He's not to blame for that.
Okay, I got you. I will. It's kind of a complicated thing to address, but I will try to do it before we wrap up today. 860-522-9842. Let me get another rant call in.
Hey, Todd. This is John from Weathersfield. So I listened to your podcast and how you felt that you feel that every Republican should vote against Donald Trump, and that's how you move on past Donald Trump.
Yeah.
The problem is that if we do that to him, we will never have a politician that stands up for us ever again if we don't stand up for the one that stands up for us.
I think that is absolutely ridiculous. He doesn't require loyalty from us at this point. He's not even showing loyalty to us. He's perfectly willing to stand up and read whatever kind of statement he thinks he has to read into the camera at any time to get himself out of the situation he's created. If you saw the statement he made last night, he doesn't care about us. He cares about his own butt. And he demonstrates that day in and day out. My. Robert Bridgeport, hello.
Yeah, hello, Todd. You were talking about the evidence. Let me get the radio off here. The evidence about Trump couldn't produce it for the election, which you're absolutely right. He couldn't really produce the raw evidence. But going back to the riot or whatever they call it, you know, whatever, when they stormed the White House.
Go ahead. Just make your point.
Yet that police officers, like, from what I understand, there was 37 police officers from around the country were seen in that White House, but they will not be prosecuted by the federal government because they're police officers. But there's the CEO or head of a distribution company. He was there. He lost his job and he's being arrested. So if they don't arrest the police officers, everybody else in that whole rally or raid or riot, they can't prosecute them until they prosecute the police officers first. But they're not gonna, because they don't have no discretion in what they do. They're, you know, exonerated.
All right, Robert, thank you for the call. 860-522-9842. It's TIC. Thursday evening, weekend fast approaching, even going to be a little warmer.
I'm with RP and the last caller, and I'm going to unregister as a Republican. I've had it. They are losers. Bye-bye.
Well, expecting a lot from political parties is not something that's very fruitful. They're just things we ally ourselves with because they stand between us and power.
And I Googled who owns TIC Radio, and right on the top, it says CBS Radio. But then below, in Wikipedia, it says intercom.WTIC. So then when you look up Intercom, it says, in November 2017, Intercom merged with CBS Radio. So, thanks a lot, man. I'll be expecting to hear your public apology later.
All right. No, I can apologize right now. I apologize for your inability to understand. Intercom took over CBS Radio 3 years ago plus. And at that moment, CBS Radio ceased to exist. All of the management from Intercom took over this new company they had created with the merger and has been running it ever since. So since November of 2017, like I told you the other day, we have not been working for CBS Radio. But the only point of that was that you and some other people who are taking a similar position as you have this attitude of you've got it all figured out and you know every fact of what has transpired. You know for a fact all these things that can't be known for a fact. And I was just demonstrating that you didn't even understand that CBS Radio had nothing to do with us anymore. It wasn't like a big point or anything, except to make that point I just described.
Yeah, hello, Todd. Today's rant is all about the Democrat Party is actually a capitalist party. We've taken that over from the Republicans. The Republicans are a communist, dictatorship party under Donald Trump, who is a communist dictator. And he put our farmers on welfare. He is a socialist dictator. And that's what the Republican Party is now, socialist dictator party, while the Democrats are a capitalistic party. It's all changed now.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I think that makes two of us, at least. But it's true that the Democrats are the party of the rich, and they have, well, that's enough. That's enough. Let's get to Kevin Catapano. We'll take more phone calls in a few minutes. We'll play some more rants as well. But Kevin is a senior at UConn Hartford, and he joins us each week for a little wrap on politics. Hey, Kevin.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Boy, it has been quite a week, eh?
It's been quite a week for sure. And, this is sort of unrelated to what we might talk about, but I mean, I'm sure that last caller, it's possible he was just trolling, but you gotta dig pretty deeply to think Republicans are the communists. But I guess he'll be a happy Democrat then under Joe Biden.
No, he sounds like he's trolling, but he actually believes what he says. He comes up with these ridiculous ideas and then doesn't build an argument around them, just spews his conclusions like he's figured out something that the rest of us can't get. But anyway, what's on your mind?
So I'm thinking that there seems to be a pretty obvious double standard when it comes to political violence, and a double standard on inflammatory rhetoric, for that matter, on speech that raises the temperature. And, you know, we're seeing, or I guess we're hearing possible threats for more violence. I guess this would be right-wing extremists on Inauguration Day in the Capitol or across the country. And yeah, I'm thinking this is the consequence of that double standard. And it's not to justify this, of course. It's like, if you don't get rid of this double standard, we create an incentive for extremists on both sides to use violence to get what they want. And unfortunately, I mean, if we don't take a stand against this now, a unified stand, this could become the norm every time we have a major.
Oh, good. So what's the double standard we need to eliminate?
Okay, so the double standard is essentially folks on the left, not all of them, but a bunch of them on the left, seeing political violence as being useful for their cause. And so I'm not accusing any Democrats of inciting violence, but I'm suggesting there are people in politics who look the other way when it happens. There are folks in the media who lie about it, who say these are fiery but peaceful protests, or mostly peaceful protests. And then there are the actual extremists on the left who do the violence themselves. And so when it's left-wing extremists, they look the other way, they let it go. And then, of course, when it's done by right-wing extremists, we all come down and we condemn it on both sides, which is the right thing to do. But the problem is half of our country doesn't have the credibility to say that. And so the right-wing extremists say it to themselves. And again, not to justify what they're doing, but I think it's useful to understand how they think. It's quite likely they're saying to themselves, well, why would we be listening to our side when the other side doesn't police their side the way ours does? They're gaining ground. They're getting done what they want through violence, and we're losing out. Maybe we need to do this too.
Give us an example of how that remark gets made. So, or are you just saying this is an internal comment that we all make to ourselves?
We all, as in, but which part are you referring to?
Well, you were just sort of quoting a statement, I think. From
So I'm not quoting anybody directly. Right. I'm just.
Yes, so like an internal thinking thing, right?
That seems to be. I mean, if I had to put myself in their shoes, I imagine that's how they're thinking. Which is good for us because we know how to combat it, at the very least.
And how do we combat it?
So the right – well, okay, so let's start with the left. I need the left to – at this point, it's not left-wing extremists who are doing the violence. So I think they need to dissociate themselves entirely from Antifa. Like in the case of Joe Biden, we need to actually admit that Antifa is a thing and that they do violence.
Yep.
And then
– that would be good.
Dissociate. Yeah, that would be great. And then we got to dissociate on the left from the violent faction of Black Lives Matter. And they could admit, they could say, well, we didn't handle this properly over the summer, and moving forward, we're not going to tolerate violence no matter what. And then that's a commitment they're going to make. And when left-wing extremists do violence in the future, they actually have to stand by what they said. And then for Republicans, it's like, don't give in to the right-wing extremists. Don't give in to the tiny fringe of the party at this point in time that wants to use violence to get done what they want to get done. And so continue condemning it and stand by that.
I like that idea because it is whenever you refuse to take part in the slugfest and step above it by admitting what the truth is, then you elevate everybody, and everybody can either join you in being honest or continue to not be. But I think either way, you gain a moral authority and a superior position by doing what you just suggested. I like that idea, Kevin.
Well, thank you. And let me say actually quickly, too, because I think you noted moral authority, and one of the things I was thinking about double standards is, I mean, they're particularly dangerous. It's not just because, let's say, left-wing extremists get to get away with what they do, but we actually, when we exercise a double standard, give these folks, we give them a sense of moral authority, because now they think that their cause has to be worthy enough that they're allowed to use violence, and they see the other side getting condemned when they do violence, and they say, well, I mean, our cause must be superior. Our cause is worthy of violence. And so you get a sense of moral authority, and that presumably drives them to do it more. And then, of course, the more violence you got on the left, the more you're going to see of it on the right, unfortunately, among the extremists.
All right, Kevin Catapano, always nice to talk with you. We'll see you next week, sir.
See you then.
Thank you so much. 860-522-9842. We've got rant line calls. We've got live phone calls to get through. Joe in Harwinton. Hello, Joe.
Hi. Hey, how you doing? Hey, I guess you had mentioned that, you know, hey, the Republicans should just, you know, vote for impeachment and get on with our lives and stuff, and we could all get back to normal. And, you know, that's cute that you think that way. That's cute that you think the left is actually going to let things get back to normal. But people don't seem to grasp.
Well, I'm just looking for a way to try to correct things a little bit. I don't know what else there is. Do you have a better idea?
I have a better idea, yeah. Basically, you know, have, just like the last caller said, stamp out these double standards. You know, the reason it got to this is because there was, you know, somehow some people forgot zero tolerance for political violence in the beginning of the summer. That's what people forgot. You know, if you allow this political violence and you celebrate it, maybe not fan the flames by just promoting it, but you celebrate it, you excuse it away, you ignore it, you lie about it. It's no wonder that the other side, human nature being what it is going to say, well, you know, if they get away with it, why can't I? You know, it doesn't make it right, but that's human nature being what it is. So just like the last caller said, basically the left should also take the stand. You know what? This wasn't acceptable here in D.C. We made a mistake moving forward. Anybody, Antifa, the violent factions of BLM, pulls this kind of stuff, you're going to get stamped out like a, you know, like a small bug. You know, basically what's good for the goose is good for the gander. But
who's going to make this statement that will be a big enough statement that will impact the situation? I don't know how we get from here to there. I understand what you're saying and what Kevin said before you, but I don't know how we make it happen.
But the thing is the right, we've bent over backwards. We've basically just bent over for the left and basically excused, you know, their actions and basically have a mea culpa when things like this happen. Yet when stuff on the left, when they, you know, for goodness sakes, they almost killed Steve Scalise a year or two ago. And basically barely a boo was said on the left. You know, so I'm quite frankly, I'm sick and tired of doing this mea culpa anytime one or two fringe fractions of the right decides to act like the left. You know, it's about time that people on the left actually speak up and say, look, you know, yeah, this is wrong, but you know what? Antifa's wrong, and these other bozos are wrong, too. So,
but they don't do it because they've got the ability to use a moment like this with their control over the media to obliterate the reputations of the people on the right. So there's no kindness, there's no compassion, there's no empathy on the part of the party of empathy and compassion. It is a hateful, awful thing we're seeing right now in reaction to this. There's no desire to reach some higher ground. It is strictly, let's destroy the opposition. And what bothers me about the situation we're in right now is that the president of the United States is a Republican. And whatever happened to him, whatever he did or he didn't do, he was in a position where he could have made a cogent, impactful argument where people would have said, oh, wow, I see what he means. And that's not something he has done during his presidency. He doesn't make arguments. He just bulldozes ahead, doing what he wants to do, and that's made a lot of good things happen. But one of the rant line callers said earlier that that you know, your best asset is your biggest liability, and I think that's what we've seen here.
I find it hilarious that you put so much effort into convincing your audience that you are not part of the mainstream media. You are the definition of the mainstream media, at least in the Hartford market. Thank you.
I don't recall ever talking about whether we're mainstream media or not. Talk radio isn't mainstream media. It's opinion giving, and mainstream media is the news media, I think, but I don't really know. It's not a definition that interests me or that I talk about that much, except to talk about what the mainstream media, the news media, is doing. 860-522-9842. Todd in Unionville, hi.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, Todd.
Hey,
go ahead.
Thanks for your show, and thanks for taking my call, as usual. Deliberately didn't call for a week because I wanted some time to reflect on all this, and I've come to a few conclusions. The first one was 19 minutes after Trump was elected, the New York Times headline said, you know, the let the impeachment begin, and they never let up. An incredible amount of forces behind it with the media and everything else. So to cut, I know how you are, and I'll cut to the chase. The bottom line is Trump didn't do anything to cause the riot at the Capitol. He didn't say anything. He didn't cite anything. Hillary Clinton ran around this country for 2 years screaming and put it squarely on white males.
Yeah, don't compare them. Stay on the Trump part of it. Stay on the Trump part of it. That's the interesting part.
Well, the Trump part goes back to, he said, you know, everybody that was a Republican that voted in this election felt like their vote was thrown away because of election irregularities. I mean, there were plenty of people that came forward. There was plenty of hearings. I watched them. I saw the words coming out of people's mouths. I saw these are genuine Americans. They weren't paid political people that were standing there. They had everything, including their reputations, online, and they stood up. And what happened to them? They got pushed back down. Okay? And I think there's a certain faction of this country that just won't stand for it anymore. And let me clearly say, political violence is the weapon of the inadequate in this country. You know, there's this, if you can't win it by playing by the rules, then you're not playing the game. And I agree with you 100% there, but I think that your stance on, you know, who's at fault and what Trump had to do with it, I know that you go towards moderation, but I really can't see where Trump is at fault for any of it. You know, he exactly what politicians have been saying, and exactly what losing presidential candidates have been saying for, you know.
All right, thank you, Todd. I'm sorry I've got to hold you there. We're out of time. And we'll have to break down what you're saying a little bit, perhaps tomorrow, because it's interesting. Thank you so much for the call.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.